Shoes. Recorded live.
It's quite shocking. Anything that happens like that is a big shocker. The main question everybody wants to know is, hey, you know, what was the reason behind it, and what we can do to prevent these things from happening again? Well, just like I said, you can't be prepared for these things. These things just happen any second. You know, anything can happen. It's how you react. It's really how you react. You know, we reacted very fast, and, you know, Florida did a great job, and they kept everybody safe.
It's Tuesday night, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for some Double Talk Radio. Now, live from our studios in Pennsylvania, USA, and Ontario, Canada, here are your hosts, Violet and Double K.
Ho-ho, it's Tuesday night, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for some Double Talk Radio. And it's a little bit early tonight. It's 9 o'clock. We moved the show up an hour, and I am joined tonight, as always, with my co-host Violet.
Hello, everybody.
And our producer Scotty.
Yo, what's up?
I'm interrupting everybody. I apologize. And he was missing in action on. He was missing in action on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yes, he was working. And I guess he brought to our attention after reviewing the show that we didn't introduce ourselves.
And, you know, I listened to it today and it didn't even faze me that we didn't introduce ourselves.
We're so vain. I apologize, everybody. We just... Well, Scott, you call me the internet icon, and, you know, we're the dynamic duo, and it all goes to my head, I guess.
You are the internet icon. You are the internet icon, known as Double K.
Yes, and I eat gravel before each show, and I get this raspy voice.
Right? Yep.
That's proof.
No, I started listening to the beginning of the show, and I heard a DTR thing, and then I heard the song, and then I was like, y'all just went into whatever you were talking about. I was like, okay, they didn't say who they were, which, you know, is not a bad thing, but you just kind of went into the show, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
And we had some new listeners and everything too. I apologize to everybody, and you know, hey, we got those voices that you can't miss, though. I mean, right?
Right.
No.
Well, according to Bruce Holland,
everybody knows us now.
I never thought that I gargled with gravel, but...
that would hurt.
Yeah, it would.
That would really hurt.
But he
well,
is a harsh
critic. Well, you know,
critic.
Bruce, he's very descriptive.
Yes, he will be banned from the show next week, I believe.
Okay.
But anyway,
well,
yeah.
If you don't ban him, at least mute him.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know, Scott, you can come up with some kind of a beep or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we shouldn't tell him, though, ahead of time, because you know he'll purposely call in and you know.
Yeah, for him, I'll have a foghorn.
How's everybody's week going?
Pretty good. Busy as usual. My last week of the term is next week, so I'm busy with that. And work's been really slow, so I've been getting homework done at work.
Man, I hope my job's like that. I don't know that yet, but...
Well, I'm in the insurance business, so, you know, it's feast or famine. Right now it's famine, so we're just hoping for some really bad weather.
Yes, and so you're in, like, vehicle and housing insurance? Or?
Yes, I work for an independent adjusting company, so we actually get hired by insurance companies. So if somebody's got a problem with their house, their insurance company will give us a call and we'll send out an adjuster to do an appraisal, take some photos, and that's what determines what gets paid out.
Yeah, I looked into being a life insurance agent once, but I just couldn't sit at people's kitchen table and talk to them about their mortality. I like to sell tangible things. I'm not the devil in Daniel Webster by any means. Well, welcome everybody to the room, and we'll get started on this great adventure that we call Double Talk Radio.
Right. So let's do it. Let's see who's in the room here with us tonight.
We got the stutters tonight, you and I. Hey, we need somebody to give us a good slap on the back or something.
I haven't had a chance to get a drink yet.
Ah, that's what it is. I've got a nice cold Canadian beer tonight. I'm a spoiled guy.
Oh, nice. Nice. You should have told me. I would have gone out and gotten some good Canadian beer. It's slightly watered down here, I think.
Yeah. I think the Eskimos pee in it before we expedite it. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So starting off, we have Cool Guy, who's been on the show with us before. And Cool Guy actually has a show which airs tomorrow night. And if you could just type in the room what time, Cool Guy, I'll announce it. It's called Tech Computers, and it's call ID 57327. Then we have Metal Chick, who's been with us our last couple of shows, so welcome back. And then we have Logan, and we all know Logan from Logan's Run, the podcast, and Logan's Run, the Stargate Edition. The Stargate Edition runs on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, and the Logan's Run, the podcast, is Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. And the call ID for both shows is the same one. It is 49899. Then, of course, we have Scott, our producer. Then we have Mike Lusler from Open Mic Insert Foot, show ID 10038. And I believe, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, that airs just Sunday nights only, right? And that would be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me know if I'm right or wrong. Then we have, looks like Guest 10 appeared, so welcome Guest 10, and if you would like to let us know your name and where you're from, we kind of like to know who's listening to us and where. Okay, and we've got Blaze on the phone, and we've got some Western Pennsylvania also, so welcome, and that's it for everybody. And then there's you and I, of course.
Yes, Violet and Double K, and producer Scotty.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be saying that a lot tonight because now we're like a little nervous.
Oh,
I've unmuted Mike as well. Mike, welcome to the show. We've been trying to get Mike here for the past little while. He's got a great show.
We kind of had a conflict time-wise.
What are we doing, running out of town or what?
My show.
I know, I'm teasing you. I'm just joking. You're just Sundays now.
Yes, I couldn't compete with you. You're too powerful for me.
Yeah, it's
Sunday nights.
It's this headset
it's
that I've got
show.
Taped together with duct tape. And no, it's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to it. We should have some fun tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, your show's on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time, right?
Sunday nights, 9:01 p.m. Eastern time. That's right.
Right, 9:01 p.m. Eastern time. Now, why 9:01 p.m.?
It's memorable. You remember how, what was the network? It was either TBS or TNT or somebody.
Uh-huh.
One of the Turner networks, you always used to start their programs either 5 minutes early or 5 minutes late.
Right.
Actually, their theory was if you started 5 minutes late, people would slog through everything else, and then they'd finally come to your show after they gave up on everything
else.
Yeah,
actually, you're right. It takes
I think it was TBS now that you mention it.
Yeah, I think it was TBS as well.
Hey, Violet, we've got a couple new guests.
Oh, well, looks like here, well, Noe announced guest 10, and then we've got also Gartex. So, Gartex, we do expect you to call in. And Winston, welcome back.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Awesome. And in case you didn't hear earlier, go ahead.
Oh, and guest 11 just popped in as well.
Okay, and in case the three of you didn't hear earlier, I am Double K, and this is Violet. We doing good, Scott?
That's plenty for now. So,
is that like overkill, or is that,
That is very overkill. we lost 10. Bummer, dude. It's a good show.
So, we were supposed to have Malice Cooper on the show, but, you know, we had some jags or whatever, and you know, the life of a glam rock tribute artist is very busy. So we couldn't hook up, but we've got Mike here instead, and Gartex is on the line, and there's actually a lot of stuff going on this week. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's been
a feast or famine. So
yeah,
I guess
absolutely.
I guess tonight in Virginia, John Allen... Muhammad, is it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The DC, better known as the DC Sniper.
The DC Sniper.
Is scheduled to be injected, right? He's getting injected, is it? Is that what they do in Virginia?
I believe so, yes.
I think that's what they do most everywhere.
Is it? That's the way they do it now, eh? Mai Tai
cocktail.
I know
they do it in Ohio.
Really? That close to me? See, I'm from Canada, eh, Mike? Hey.
Right.
Hey.
I couldn't tell. Not at all.
But I think I'm American, as some of our listeners like to tell me. I had forgotten about that. And I don't know about you guys, but I was on the edge of my seat while that was going on. Some things are scary, but that was just, everyone was randomly picked, and they couldn't catch the guy for the longest time.
Right.
Yep.
And he was a good shot.
His execution
will be by lethal injection. I did confirm that.
Yeah. There is a Tacoma, Washington. Sorry, okay. There is a Tacoma, Washington tie into this as well.
Oh, really?
So this hits close to home, yeah.
Well, fill it.
I'm surprised it's not Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's always Pittsburgh.
No.
Yeah, always
there was
Pittsburgh.
A... Yeah. Well, there was a gun shop that I guess the guys bought their weapons from and then headed east. And what for?
Do you guys remember that, though? I was really... When I was reading about it, I remembered it. It was a scary time. You always hear about it after the fact, and this one you kind of got as it was going on.
Yeah, yeah, it was a scary time, and boy, was I glad I wasn't living there anymore.
I'm really surprised that he's being executed so soon, to tell you the truth. Most people who end up on death row usually do at least 20 years.
I know, look at Scott Peterson. He's still on death row. I think he should go before the DC Sniper, that's for sure.
I'm going to add this into the chat room.
Yeah, you know, Violet, you sound like Pontius Pilate. Which killer would you like to go free?
Hey, there you go. There's a new reality show for you.
I like it. I'd like to welcome Gartex, by the way. Hey, big fella.
What's up? But then they'd offer mediocre criminals like Bernie Madoff and stuff, and that'd be boring.
Yeah, yeah. They'd trivialize it for sure, but go ahead.
Stop. How about Survivor Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Actually, that would be good.
They couldn't go swimming because of all the sharks.
Do what?
Did you get your fortune read last week?
No, I listened to every bit of the show. I couldn't get myself to do it, and for a lot of reasons, but they're just, it's just what it is.
I think Gartex and I have the same thing, because my wife was saying to me after, she was pretty on with some stuff with my wife about wanting to leave her job and wanting to go back to school. But I like, you know, and she says, like, you don't really have a problem with it, do you? And I said, It's not that I have a problem with it because, I mean, my beliefs are grounded strong enough. Mm-hmm. But it does say to try and avoid sorcery and witchcraft and all that stuff. So I was fine to listen and all
right.
that. But
well, my thing was, too, is that they're trained. A lot of it is training, too. And if you listen to a lot of the questions, they're real broad questions. And anybody can feed into one or two or three of those categories. And the whole deal with the pain and the color of the body and the, you know, that kind of deal, it's just another form of searching. And you learn a lot of that in, like, psychology. You learn a lot of that stuff in, because you can really, it's also, you know, you can really make people, it's the same thing if you look at somebody and go, hey, man, you look tired today, man. They go, well, I don't feel tired. And then somebody else tells them, hey, man, you sure you don't look so good? And next thing you know, the guy's leaving early, you know, but, and, you know, from work. So it's just the way you word things. The mind, you know, how people word things and say things has a lot to do with how people receive those things. And, you know, before know it, you'll start to think back and go, well, you know, my shoulder kind of was bothering me, you know, little, you know, so it's that kind of thing. And I listened to it. I just couldn't dive into it, you know.
I you know, Gartex and I agree on a lot of things, and that's another one. We may not agree on who's going to win the national championship this year, but on things that matter, right. we agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's really funny because, you know, my alma mater is actually University of Arizona, and I was reading a little article, and they have a good chance of going to the Rose Bowl this year.
Yeah, who are they going to play? Like, Michigan's in the dumper?
I don't know, but I mean...
Is it Ohio State? I haven't been following the Big Ten.
It could be Ohio State. I haven't followed the Big Ten either. I know, like, Penn State's not doing that great.
Penn State got dumped the other week.
Yeah, but I was,
you know who's
I was
good
very
your
happy.
Pittsburgh team.
Huh?
Your Pittsburgh team is doing well.
Yes, 5 wins Panthers. In a row. University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, stay on topic. Answers. Stay on topic. Yes, that's right. But my Crimson Tide, man,
Pittsburgh.
And that big monster who's on defense, I think it's a Longhorn Crimson Tide battle for the national championship this year. No Gators.
Yeah, no Gators.
So,
mind
yeah,
you,
I'm,
it'll be a truly
really
boring
surprised.
Game, but.
I'm really surprised that my alma mater actually is in the top 25 because they're not really a football school. So right now they've got two tough games. They've got to go against Oregon and Cal. So and USC. So,
yeah.
You know, if they lose to Oregon or USC, they'll go to a minor bowl. They won't go to the Rose Bowl. So we'll see.
To divert
see.
Away from football for just a second, because I know we have to run through these things as quick as possible before we get into our main topics. But the other thing that was really cool, it's the 20th anniversary that the Berlin Wall fell.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a real big thing when it happened. The fall
yes,
of communist
was.
Germany.
Yes, it was. And it was an amazing story. Before that happened, it was an amazing speech that Reagan gave. So.
And see, what I remember most about it is the Roger Waters concert. But anyway, that was the times then, right? I wasn't the journalist I am today.
Didn't like David Hasselhoff when they were like tearing it all down. Wasn't he up there singing in junk?
Oh yeah, because he's so popular in Germany.
Well, yeah,
he's like
yeah.
A rock
doesn't
star.
He live there?
I'm not sure, but I know he's like he's an absolute rock star over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna record an album and move to Germany. David Hasselhoff. Who's backing him up? Sean Cassidy?
No, but Sean Cassidy's a director now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We should do a Where Are They Now segment.
Yeah, we should.
Get these little flashes in the middle of a show, eh? Anyhow. and the other one I wanted to throw at you, because, you know, I have a 5-year-old kid, is Sesame Street is 40 years old.
Yay!
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right, 40. Unbelievable.
You know, I'm glad it's still standing because that's a show where I don't know what cartoon or whatever it was we were watching the other night, but I'm, you know, they said ass on it. The kid is five.
Oh no.
A cartoon.
What show was a cartoon?
I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the ones on the Toon Network.
Family Guy or the Cleveland Show?
Yeah, it wasn't
or something.
Quite that one of those, but it was along. I'm starting to think of that family. I mean, it's brutal. I turn on the retro station so we can watch the old Super Friends where they gave you the tips on how to conserve energy, and you know, it's just brutal.
Wow.
Yes, we used to have to worry about the violence of a little roadrunner running around, you know, getting blown up by a coyote and the verbal stuff that comes out of these cartoons nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
That is amazing.
Now, Mike, you have something. Do you do cartoons or something?
Yeah, actually, I am a professional caricaturist and illustrator. So, and I do, on occasion, do comics and cartoons.
Awesome. Now, are you in any newspapers, or are you strictly a freelancer?
I am a freelancer. I've been published in various newspapers, various magazines, small press comics. I did a recent thing for the guy who does Y2CL, which is a webcomic. He doesn't like to draw cars.
Mm.
So I drew a 57 Thunderbird for him.
Nice.
So that appeared in his strip. But yeah, I'm basically freelance.
Can you do a comic strip for me where Gartax, Violet, and producer Scotty and Logan would jump on with us too? We all put on our capes. And we battle the evil Obama.
I've got something for
bad.
You. You give me, email me your address, and I have something that you'll love.
Okay.
I did this drawing of Obama, this caricature, and I put it in my portfolio, and everybody liked it. So I colored it on the computer, and I drew him up as a superhero with the cape and everything. And I started showing that off, and some of my Republican friends came up and went, And so I thought, well, now how can I make this appealing to my Republican friends? So I put the big red circle over top of it with the slash.
Oh, yeah.
And the regular Obama.
I'll post it right on the homepage.
Nice. It sells like 2-to-1. So maybe that'll tell you something. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question, though? Did you exaggerate the ears at all?
Oh, gee whiz, me? Characters? Ears? No, not at all.
I get beat up for that all the time. I love picking on his ears.
Now, Double K, first of all, before there's a couple things. Logan says that he's surprised that we didn't mention how Obama dissed the Berlin celebration by not going. Which
I didn't
is
know
not
that.
Very
right,
true.
Right,
yeah,
true.
He didn't. He was asked, and he decided not to go. A lot of people are speculating, maybe because it was, you know, Reagan's big moment. Who knows?
Well,
but
there
anyway.
Is that.
Oh, and also,
I mean,
it's the end of communism over there, so.
Actually, the Bush thing is going on now, too, so he had to kind of save face and be at home for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, Logan, I know you have to go to work tonight and whatnot, but Logan's show hit number 10 on the Talk Show Top 100 this week.
Nice.
Yeah,
if you
want to
call
in, Logan,
it's been a long time since we have had you, and I can't talk very well tonight. We'd love to have you on the show. And us, 4 weeks straight, guys. 4 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Talk Show 100. Awesome.
Yeah, we're excited, very excited. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is...
the sponsor's going
to
start coming.
Now, Double K, before we forget, we cannot forget this. This is very, very, very important. I do want to say Semper Fi to the active and inactive members of the U.S. Marine Corps. It is their 234th birthday today, so we cannot forget that. And,
wow.
And for those who are active, I would like to say on behalf of Double Talk Radio, we thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and to all the other guys out there serving who are in the Navy and the Army and the Air Force as well.
Thank you so much for fighting for the freedom that allows us to babble on the way we do.
Absolutely.
And do you guys, again, forgive me because it's one of these cultural things, but tomorrow for us is Remembrance Day, when we remember
Veterans
the fallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Veterans Day yesterday. Veterans Day was yesterday.
Well, yesterday was the 11th, actually.
That's Armistice
when ours
Day.
Is too.
It started off as Armistice Day, and it marked the end of World War One, and now it's a government holiday, basically.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, we don't get the day off, but we all wear poppies, and we take like a minute of silence out at 11:11 tomorrow morning.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, so if any of you still feel obliged, you know, we're allies, we all fight the same fight. We just don't have quite as many foot soldiers as you do, but it's that time, and we certainly remember our American comrades as well. Like I said,
cool.
They keep us free.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something and I completely forgot. Oops.
Like your name?
No, it's Violet.
Oh,
you are listening
guys.
To Double K and Violet.
guys, stop.
Well, should we move on to some football so we can get on with the fun stuff? Or not that football's not fun. I love football, but...
get on with the football.
Actually, before I do that, Scott, if I may, next week we have Mr. Bill Hudson and perhaps his daughter joining us. I'd like to invite any of you that are here, and I'd also like to get Gartex to get his notes ready because we are going to do the 2012 thing.
Right.
Next
now,
Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday. Now, let's tell people, Bill Hudson actually has a website. It's called 2012hoax.org. And I found him on Twitter in one of those trending topics. I think it was 2012 for the movie. And that's where I found him and started following him. And then he posted his website on Twitter. And, of course, I had to go and check it out. So it's very well-researched and extensive. And so I asked him if he wanted to be on the show. Because, you know, next week is they're bringing out the movie 2012. And I'm sure Logan's going to be reviewing it on his show. I could be wrong, but I could be right. It's a big movie. But I will do my own personal review of it on our show on Tuesday.
You know they already did that movie, right? It's called When Worlds Collide. They basically have a huge... They have this other Earth is going to crash into Earth. And what they do is they pick out a bunch of people to get on a rocket to go to this other planet before the big collision because the original Earth's going to be destroyed. And basically, that's the plot of this movie, only instead of two Earths colliding, it's a giant solar flare.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I apologize for the roughness of this little promo that I threw together because I did it quickly. Because we just got confirmed tonight that this guy was absolutely coming. So let me play this real quick, and then we'll get into some football. After the football, Scotty, we'll do your webpage. I didn't forget. Listen in on this.
The calendar advances. Galactic forces move into alignment. The Mayan prophecy approaches. What will happen on that fateful day, the 21st of December, 2012?
Their calendar was incredibly precise. More accurate even than our own. Its interlocking timescales of lunar, solar, and planetary cycles could accurately predict a solar eclipse thousands of years into the future.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummies serve your own needs. Speed it up a notch. Speed front. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Rivers in a 7 game.
November 17th, 2009. 9 p.m. Eastern. 2012. Comes to Double Talk Radio. Double K, Violet, and producer Scotty, along with some very special guests, We'll talk end times and the Mayan prophecies. It's a do not miss Double Talk Radio. Tuesday, November 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern. There it is. And another Canadian band, by the way.
Somebody's been listening to Art Bell.
What's that?
Somebody's been listening to Art Bell. You remember Art Bell, right?
No.
Coast to Coast Radio.
It's an Art Bell radio show.
I love Art Bell. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I love that one.
That sounds like one of his promos.
He used to talk to you about UFOs and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this one for a long time, and we've been kind of saying we're going to do it, and then Violet said, when I see the movie, we'll do a review, and we'll do it, and then Gartex one night, we were going to talk about it, but he didn't have his notes, and so are we ready? Next week?
Gartex, get your notes.
Yeah, I'll get them all ready to go.
So this guy does not think. I mean, he just thinks it's all a myth what people are saying. So.
Oh, that's what it is. He doesn't think that any of it has any relevance, right?
Exactly. And in fact, I'm going to post his website, and you can go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to get somebody that actually believes it's going to happen. I've been talking to some people and. And I guess these Mayans were really something, man. Like, they were very accurate, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do some reading by next week. Should be some fun.
Yeah, I ran across an article, Dolke, that this guy who's got, like, ancestry in the Mayan whatever, says the calendars are incorrect. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Well, again, I always cross-reference things, and I don't want to sound like I'm going off on a tangent, because I'm not, but I always cross-reference things with my faith, and I don't believe that it's going to happen, but we'll talk about it next week. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So are we allowed to, I know this guy's going to be a guest and stuff, but are we able to ask him questions and
absolutely.
Kinda,
yeah.
Kind of see why he's on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, there's no smoke and mirrors around here. You know that.
Right. And he did ask me. He did ask me if we were going to debate him or anything like that. And I said, well, you know, I'm sure there's going to be people who are going to question why you believe what you believe. So be prepared for that. And he's fine. I mean, you know. But I said it's not going to get heated. It's pretty harmless.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know, it's all friendly. So,
right.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Listen to me. I'm like, go
I'm just
for
warning
it.
People. If you join in around 10 o'clock, it is. I just don't want it to become something like War of the Worlds was back in the day. You know, I don't want to have people panicking and thinking it's real and you know, like, just yes, no. Just yes, no. Time for some football.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Take it away, Violet.
All righty. Well, let's start out with last night's game, the Monday Night Football game, which the Pittsburgh Steelers at
Being
the Denver
biased.
Broncos. And, well, no, because, you know, that is the most recent game. And so I do have to say that my Steelers did prevail and win 28-10. You know, at first, you know, I was watching that first half, and I actually had to change the channel before the first half ended because I was really getting worried because
it's
the Broncos.
It's a regular season game. Come on.
I know, but I mean, the Broncos were doing their thing with them, you know, and then I don't know what happened. They just kind of lost it after that first half, and that's why we were able to do what we were, you know, able to do.
I picked the Steelers. It was like the only game I got right last week. So.
And I, because realized I was being superstitious again, picked the Broncos to win, and I'm so glad that I actually lost that one, that pick. So,
well, you won the pool, so
I did win the pool. Yes,
irregardless,
I got 6 games total, and you got 5.
Did you hear that, folks? 5 games I got right. I do not think I am an authority to speak on this sport any longer.
Man, wow. You're awesome, Violet. Man.
Yeah, but Gartex, I've been getting 10, 11, 9 is my worst. I've never had a showing like 5. But who thought Tampa Bay would like...
She's getting those picks in.
This is the lowest one. And then, of course, the game on Sunday night, it was the Dallas Cowboys prevailing over the Philadelphia Eagles, which I was pretty surprised. I thought the Eagles had that game.
I thought so, too.
Sorry, Gartex.
Yeah.
But at least you pulled out a win because, you know, unfortunately your Texans lost to the Colts. It was a close game, though.
Field goal, man. We missed a field goal.
I know.
That's sad.
Very close game. So.
Yep.
I was really hoping the Texans would do it, would pull it out, you know, would give Indianapolis a loss.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was really sad was that game on the West Coast in Seattle.
That was kind of amazing, actually.
That was sad.
That was sad. It was really sad. So we continue?
We were winning 17. Well, not we. Here I go. I'm not a Lions fan, folks.
We?
Yeah, not we. They were winning 17 to nothing, and they choked, and Seattle came back and won.
Big time. Big freaking time. Yeah, everybody was like a little torqued off from, you know, the last couple of weeks of losing, and they finally just went, I guess we're going to win this week, and they won.
But anyway, listen to Violet, because there's more surprises along the way.
Yeah. Then we had, let's see, the Tennessee Titans at San Francisco, Tennessee 134-27, which I really thought San Francisco was going to get that game.
Yeah, I mean, Gartex has been telling us all year that Tennessee's the worst thing since...
Yeah, and I'm telling you the reason why is because my man Vince Young... Okay, former University of Texas quarterback who beat USC single-handedly by himself in 2005, had not been playing, you know, up until recently. Now you'll probably see a little bit of progression in the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, my God.
What?
Interesting.
He can run.
He's Gartex has changed his hat in the past week. He is no longer wearing the Texas Star. He is now a Titan.
Well, you must have forget, though. There's still a little piece of Texas left in Tennessee because they were the Houston Oilers at one time.
I remember the game that they wore those uniforms, and you were freaking out.
I was mad because they were wearing Houston colors. It did make me upset because, you know, it was horrible that they picked that day to wear the throwback jerseys. And Houston was, like, all over it. It just made me upset.
Never did I imagine Gartex a fence sitter. Never.
Well, okay, you can't say I'm a fence sitter just because, I mean, that would be like somebody being, you know, the Dodgers. There are still Dodger fans in Brooklyn who
That's
love
very
the
true.
Dodgers. So, you know, you can't say, it's just one of those, hey, man, when your team moves, because we sat in limbo forever. Everybody in Houston had to root for the Tennessee Titans for a long time before the Texans came along.
Although, you know, here's something interesting. Next week's Monday night game is between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Ravens originally were the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think there are some Ravens fans in Cleveland because they are the original Browns?
There's
That's a
few,
very,
but they're very,
very vicious
quiet.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
The Ravens fans are very quiet in Cleveland.
Hmm.
Almost silent fans.
Now, you're from Cleveland, right, Mike?
I'm from the Cleveland area.
Okay.
So, we haven't had a team since 1999, basically, as far as I'm concerned. As soon as they moved to Baltimore, we didn't have a team.
Right.
Well, you had to start from scratch. That's the...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember that. I remember when they moved to Baltimore.
I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to ask a hockey question. But do you remember the Cleveland Barons?
Barely. I remember the advertisements more than anything.
They used to have an NHL hockey team. That's all I was.
Yeah,
they were called the Cleveland Barons?
The Cleveland Barons,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
And where did they go to?
They played in Cleveland.
And then what happened?
Oh, where
to
did
them?
They leave to?
Baltimore?
No, Baltimore never had a team.
Hockey limbo. That's where they went to.
I don't know if they ever got another franchise. Let me. I'll find out. You keep going with football.
Okay. So just to do a quick rundown of all of Sunday's games, we had the Washington Redskins at the Atlanta Falcons, and Falcons won that game naturally. It was 31-17. Then we had the Arizona Cardinals at the Chicago Bears, and it was the Cardinals that won that game 41-21. Then it was the Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals, and Bengals won that game 17-7. Then it was Guard Texas, Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts won that game 20-17. That was very close also. So, Miami Dolphins, they were at New England playing against the Patriots, 27-17. The Patriots won.
I thought the Dolphins were going to win that game. I really did.
I
don't know why.
I thought New England was going to run away with that game.
I thought the Dolphins have been playing well lately, but not well enough.
So I was surprised.
Yeah, but that Wildcat offense is actually pretty good. So they've been running that a lot.
Hmm.
I agree.
Well, the game that really surprised me was the Green Bay Packers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers winning that 38-28. That shocked me because I absolutely thought Green Bay was going to win that game. I mean, I just thought Green Bay had it.
Can I repeat myself from Sunday for those of you who didn't hear? I watched a lot of that game. Green Bay beat themselves. They set themselves up every way possible to get beaten by a team that has not won a football game. There was an interception that came for a touchdown. There was a blocked punt or a blocked field goal. The Packers were terrible.
Mm.
A capital T.
I'm surprised. Now let me ask you a question. Did Tampa Bay celebrate at the end of the game like as if they won the Super Bowl?
I don't think it was quite that big, but it was very yeah, they were going pretty crazy. And they were wearing those pink uniforms or whatever it is they used to wear.
Throwback. Yeah, the throwbacks. Yeah.
They look like a creamsicle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Back in the
day,
John McKay.
They should go back to those uniforms.
I like the old uniforms. I don't know. It's.
I don't know. Some teams I don't like the old uniforms, but anyway, on with the scores. Then we had the Kansas City Chiefs at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Jacksonville won that game 24-21. Then, of course, we all know Detroit was at Seattle, and Seattle won that game. They squeaked by 32-20. Actually, they did a little more than squeak by. Then it was Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. And this is another one that surprised me. New Orleans won 30-20, but I figured New Orleans would just, you know, again, run away with this game as well, but they didn't. Then we had San Diego Chargers at the New York Giants, and I thought the Giants were going to win this one, and I was wrong. San Diego won 21-20, and I didn't watch that game. Did anybody see that game? Not sure how that ended, but...
The Giants game?
Mm-hmm.
Was disgusting. It was a great game. Both teams played well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Giants had the cap on it, and we were making our turn back to respectability.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened with, like, seconds to go again.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a killer loss. That is for sure. So, and that's really it for week 9 of the NFL football. So
again, I throw it out there. I'm still thinking Baltimore. I'm having a hard time in the NFC. You know, I really am. But I'm thinking not Baltimore. You're talking throwback teams. Indianapolis, sorry. The Colts. And I don't know who in the NFC I haven't picked yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, next week the Colts actually, the Patriots are at the at Indianapolis to play the Colts, so that should be an interesting game. Hopefully New England can get it together and beat the Colts. I don't know how
really?
You feel about that.
I thought you really disliked New England.
I do, but I dislike the Indianapolis Colts more.
Next really? You'll be like me, staying on the fence.
I'll tell you a little story. I'll say, see, the Patriots to me are the worst of the worst because, first of all, you got Brady, who played at the University of Michigan, which, of course, I'm no great fan of. And then you have Belichick, who in the Super Bowl against the Giants a couple of years back walked off the field, left his players there, had that undefeated season within his reach, and I thought he showed absolutely no class.
Right.
Zero. Can't stand them. No apologies. I hate the Patriots.
It's not really the Patriots that I hate. It's Belichick that I can't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's me too. And I don't like Brady either. So,
yeah.
I used to
like
Sam Bam Cunningham, but, you know.
Yeah. Now, don't forget.
Who was that other
first
quarterback they had? Steve Grogan? Remember him?
Yeah. Remember him. Yep.
And just in the chat room here, we have Winston trying to book us to go on his show tonight. Winston, I can do a lot of things, and I am double, but I can't be in two places at one time. If you email Scotty, he'll shoot up his email on there. We can definitely hook something up where we can go and be on your show. We'd love to. Just can't do it tonight. Sorry, big guy.
Yep.
I would love to. So, is that it for football?
Well, actually, I just wanted to make one more comment.
Yeah, throw
New Orleans,
some more salt in the wounds.
I wanted to make a first of all, don't forget, the first game this week is on Thursday, November 12th. So everybody's got to get their picks in by tomorrow. All right, Scotty?
All right. Yeah.
What's
Scotty.
That? Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to get your picks in by tomorrow.
That's directed at me. Yeah.
Okay.
Scotty didn't do his picks, and he almost won the pool.
For the last 2 weeks.
That would have been bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, that would have been terrible. The other thing is, New Orleans is slated to be at the St. Louis Rams, so, you know, naturally everybody's thinking New Orleans is going to win that game. But wouldn't it be cool if St. Louis won?
That would be a cool thing.
I'm telling you, the Saints are going to drop in the first round of the playoffs. They're going to be the team that ends up playing one of the wild card teams, be it the Giants or the Eagles or perhaps the Cowboys, whoever doesn't win that division, maybe even Green Bay, and they're going to fall hard.
Right. Now, there's going to be that big battle here in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field between the Bengals and the Steelers for first place in the division, so that's going to be an interesting game.
Go Steelers.
And
Steelers
if you recall,
will win that game.
If you recall, we did lose the first meeting when we went to Cincinnati. We lost that first meeting to them.
Steelers got a slow start this year. They're still a tough team. They're still a team to beat.
Their defense
is
awesome, man. Golly, their defense is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we had Ryan Clark out, and his replacement, look what he did at the game last night. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We had three starters out last night.
Yep.
So, anyway... so that's it for week 9 of the NFL
Bama
football.
And Texas, cast your votes for the college ranks.
We're going to go undefeated, man. Texas is going to walk away. Watch.
Bama's got a mean team, I'm telling you. That's it for football. Let's go. Oh, and by the way, before we move on to something else, I do notice that Cody seems to be missing every time Denver loses a football game.
Yeah, he don't show up.
You know, and I was saying to Scott earlier, you know, I wonder if he's going to show up tonight.
Big shout out to him and the rest of the people that choose to download the show.
Yes, a crazy big kid. We miss you.
I think a lot of people are going to start popping in at 10 o'clock. You watch, because nobody joins us on the Double Talk Army or on Twitter. We are on Facebook. Double Talk Radio. Join the Army. You'll know what's going on. We are on Twitter, Double Talk Radio. There is the homepage, doubletalk.bigbig.com. You'll know everything that's going on, and when we do these weird executive decisions, you will know what's going on. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay, Scotty, I missed the web pages by mistake. I did not do that on purpose. We got
that's
chatting
okay.
and whatnot. You got a couple for us tonight, or
I've got four, and the first two are.
I didn't say you could do a whole show on web pages. I said you could bring up a couple more web pages tonight.
Hey, look who just.
It was one yesterday. It was two as of 6 o'clock tonight, and now it's four. Are these things gremlins or what?
Yes, they are. And
okay.
Cody just showed up.
Hey,
Cody,
way to go. Let's go, Broncos. You missed the football again. I think you did that intentionally. Give me a call. I'd be glad to talk some football with you. Anyway, go ahead, Scott. It's your turn.
Okay, so I've got four that I will give out, two that I will describe. The other two you guys can look up. The first one is Jing.com. It's J-I-N-G.com. It's created by a company called TechSmith, if I remember right. They do Camtasia Studios, which is a web broadcasting type of program for whatever. What Jing allows you to do is you can capture screenshots and edit them by adding text and stuff like that. And then they have a video one where you can do screen captures in video. So if you have a presentation or if you want to show off websites, you can use those two programs. And you can do all sorts of cool stuff with it. So if you have friends that you want to show off your new website to, or you got a grandmother or grandfather you want to show pictures to, you can send them the video. It's a pretty cool site.
Cool.
The other one is revision3.com, which is internet TV. They have tons of shows. I go way back in terms of watching like tech TV and G4 TV and stuff like that. And that kind of revolves around the tech type industry. So they have a show called Dignation, which deals with dig.com. They have a show called Techzilla, which is tech type stuff. So there's tons of shows on there, so I would definitely check them out. My third and fourth picks are just things that I just came up with a couple minutes ago. One is Spinner.com, which has been around for quite a while, where you can go listen to radio programs, radio shows, just radio stations in general. And then a group that I listen to just came out with a new CD. It's called their band is called Flyleaf, and you can find them at flyleafmusic.com. And those are my picks.
Awesome. Get them up on the webpage, and we're going to have to get a page set up, a link to the homepage too, so we can track these things down.
Are you talking about Flyleaf? Flyleaf from Dallas with the that band?
Yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
Let's get a song on the show next week. Let's get some songs queued up, Scott.
Do you want me to play one right now?
You can play it at the end of the show.
All right.
Unless you want to play 10, 15 seconds, go ahead. You got it queued up?
I have it running through iTunes. I don't know. It won't show. Hold on. Let me get VMotion run.
Okay, do it for the end of the show.
I'll do it for the end of the show. You got
it. That's a big section of the show when we play those goodbye songs. So they'll be in some good company. Okay, where are we at now, folks? Get those links up, Scotty. I'll check them out. Okay. Everybody knows that, we haven't been talking too much about Bob lately, and I like to pick on him, and I really haven't found anything that I could pick on him for lately, but my buddy Steven Crowder, who is the Canadian who lives in the States, much mirrors and parallels my life experience, has got a new video out, and he was asking the question out on the street, Do you know who Joe Biden is? I guess it was something like 28% of the people knew who he was. So I'm going to play a little clip of him again. And let's see if we can get
I think we got the MTV cam thing going. How's it look? I want to move with you. We're outside at the famous Kodak Theater in Hollywood, California. A lot of people thought the Berkeley video was unfair, so we want to ask some fair questions, some current questions in regard to this administration. We want to see who knows what. Do you think people are going to get sick with your camera?
Yeah, it's good.
It looks cool.
Obama.
This is not a trick question. Who is the Vice President of the United States?
One dude.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? It's a good guess.
Oh, I have no idea. No.
No, it's not.
That's not coming through.
No,
apparently
it's not.
Apparently my audio stinks. I apologize. That always happens with him. Even Crowder. Anyway, he was going around, he was asking all these people, and nobody knows who Joe Biden is, and I just thought it was funny at the time, so I thought I'd clip it, and I would play it for him.
Now, where was he?
He was in California. Where he
in California?
Around. Yes.
OMG. I know that that state went to Obama.
Yeah, it did. And people knew Dick Cheney, and the guy lived underground. Like, I mean, but you don't hear anything about Joe Biden.
It's because he's got a big mouth, that's why.
That's all you hear about how big his mouth is.
Yeah, they try to keep him quiet, man. It's like he's like the loud dog in the backyard. You don't want nobody to know you have.
He's always putting his foot in his mouth.
Or maybe he's embarrassed. Maybe that's what it is.
I think Obama's embarrassed.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. I mean, you hardly ever see them together unless they really have to be.
So did he run with Obama just to kind of give him some leverage, or what was the scoop behind this thing? Like, I never really got into that.
Well, Obama was loading his cabinet up with people that were basically his adversaries. And I don't know if Biden's statement early on in the campaign had anything to do with it. We're basically clean.
Yeah, because Biden basically said he couldn't, that Obama couldn't do the job early on.
Right. Huh. Of course, then again, you know, Obama and Hillary really went at it too. And she ended up as Secretary of State. So.
He's got some weird bedfellows, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's like remarrying all your ex-wives at once.
Yeah.
At once. <what? laughs> Indeed.
Now, let me ask you, Mike. Who do you think he should have picked as his vice president?
That's a good question. Actually, I was pulling for John McCain.
Really?
Yeah. I will tell you the truth. I thought they would work well together.
Mm-hmm.
And it would kind of go back to the process back in the revolutionary days where the guy who lost became vice president. You know, it worked for George Washington. But then again, George Washington couldn't fail. But, you know, it seemed to work back then. I thought that would be a great idea, you know?
Right.
It would cut back on a lot
just,
of the bipartisan.
I was just going
show.
To ask if McCain was a Republican, and you know, I knew he was, but anyway, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he's one of those guys that, you know, makes the effort to reach across the aisle.
Yeah.
And understand what the other guy's got going on.
Exactly.
Now that would have been historical.
Well, that would have been great, too, because he probably will not run for president. I mean,
again,
by the time
yeah.
the next election comes up, you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
going to be 4 years older, and that would
he's
have been
be
his best opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah. If he would, you know, if you take it, if he had, a, you know, if he'd swipe an additional 15 years off the guy, then maybe people would have seen it. But, you know, his health was a big deal during the campaign. You know, was he going to make it? And then behind him was the skirt, and people didn't really want that. You know, so, I mean, you know, I think he'd have been, I still think he'd have been an awesome president.
Oh, yeah, I would have picked him. I would have picked him, and I'm an independent, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think he would have been great because he is able to reach across the aisle. Which, mm-hmm. you know, Obama said he was going to do, but it just does not seem that way.
Not only did Obama reach across the aisle, he's playing footsies with countries overseas, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the thing with McCain, too, is just his amount of experience.
Right.
You know? And he would have ended up as, what is it, Speaker of the House?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Vice President does.
Right.
Or is it... Yeah, he's either not Speaker of the House, but one of those. Head of the Senate, that's it. President of the Senate. He would have been perfect there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get a lot more done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I believe he is very well-liked in the Senate. I mean, he's got
and
a
he's
long...
respected.
Yes.
Which is really hard to come by nowadays in Washington, you know.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of old-term senators, but how many of them are respected?
Absolutely.
Yep. And besides, you know, I think Palin's better looking to look at than Biden is.
She makes
yeah.
for better episodes of Saturday Night Live, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
So,
yeah.
Did anyone else hear? Now, I just heard about this at work. It was just some guys babbling, and I didn't verify it. I didn't have a chance to. Was there something that went on in Korea with the Americans invading their water space? Or were they babbling?
I think babbling.
Okay.
I listen to talk radio all day long. I hadn't heard anything about Korea or North Korea.
How are our friends, Rose, the show we were following there, your talk show in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah, they're doing pretty good. Pretty
they
good.
Caught
yeah.
on?
Quinn and Rose?
Huh?
Quinn and Rose, that's it, yeah.
Yes, Quinn
yeah.
and Rose. Quinn and Rose.
They have, they breaking any stories lately, or?
No, they're, you know, they've basically been talking about the whole, you know, Fort Hood incident, and now apparently there is some questioning as to should these soldiers get the Purple Heart. The issue is, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring this up so early, so maybe I just should hold off on my opinion or what the issue
yeah.
is.
Yeah, hold off for just a few
okay.
minutes. We're about 5 minutes away from that, so. Then we'll open the lines up and everything. And okay, before we might as well go into that, but before we do, next week, as we said, November 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, we will be having our much anticipated on our behalf, anyway, the 2012 End of Times, Mayan Prophecies, Nostradamus, Obama the Antichrist, whatever you want to throw into the mix. We're gonna talk about it all next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a guest coming on, Mr. Bill Hudson from 2012hoax.org.
Right.
We will post that on the in the chat room if we haven't already. And also, Violet is going to see the new upcoming movie, 2012. And
that's
we'll be
right.
reviewing it. And I'm going to try and catch it, too. I don't know if I'll have time, but I'd like to catch it. And it looks good. Looks really good. But hopefully this doesn't cut up. Scott, prompt me if it does.
I'll get you covered. Welcome, Guest 12, by the way. Welcome to the show.
To the Mayan calendar, which predicts the end of time to occur on the 21st of December of this year. This year.
What are the odds?
Coming to a theater near you, as well as Double Talk Radio next week, 2012. That trailer is obviously made for video watching, not for audio.
Right. Right.
Should be a good ride, though. I am looking
oh,
forward
yeah.
to
it. Oh, yeah. I am looking forward to it also. And, yeah. and you know, I don't know how I feel about the whole 2012 thing either. I guess I could say I'm kind of a skeptic, but... You know, you never know. So, and that's why I wanted this guy on the show, because I think he made some interesting viewpoints. So
he can debunk all the myths, right?
Exactly.
I'd love to have someone on that really believes, but you never know. You never know who's going to stop by. But I'm interested to hear what Gartek says about this this stuff about the Pope and. You know, like I said, bring anything you want. We can talk about Obama. We can talk about anything else you see around the world. I mean, there was, like I said, there were some guys that were really giving, I wouldn't say they were good arguments, but, you know, they were talking about all the natural disasters that were happening and how the Mayans concentrated on the lunar calendar, which has to do a lot with tides, which affects the weather, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep. And, you know, of course, interesting, you see that what's crazy is it's already November, mid-November, and there's still hurricanes out, you know, in the Gulf, or, you know, there's still hurricanes that are coming in. You know, it's weird. It's just a weird change of times that we're seeing, you know, and so it's just important to pay attention to some things and see where you're at on it.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can hold November as a good yardstick for weather prediction, because... And I'm not saying this to get anything out of it, but my birthday was the 7th, and I always observe the weather on my birthday. And the first 2 weeks of November, at least up in Northeast Ohio, are the most inconsistent weather weeks. In fact, there was one birthday where I was sitting out on my back porch, and in the space of 20 minutes, the temperature dropped 15 degrees.
Wow.
So I never know how to we had snow days. We have had short days. People were wearing shorts the other day. You know, we were doing this event called the Snowflake Walk the other day, and everybody was coming in shirtless tees and shorts. That felt like a real Christmas event. So
like
I don't know if I don't know how it is where you guys live. I don't know how it is up in Canada, but I don't know if I'd hold November as any control when you're monitoring the weather.
I agree too. You know, the one thing that you do have to look at, though, when it comes to that is that when that happens, you start to see, or when things are at a shift, you know, it's important to pay attention to where animals end up. Because when you start seeing animals that are supposed to be in the Gulf and they're ended up more up in eastern states, you know, there's a shift going on somewhere, and there's a change that is happening on the Earth. We just have to find out what it is, you know.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely.
Bring your ammo next week, folks. It should be fun. I'm open to every angle, and you know, this is one thing I am not closed-minded on. I will listen and make up my mind from there.
What do you
right,
think
absolutely.
About it? Just real quick, what do you think about the 2012 prediction?
I think it's going to be, I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to wake up the next day and I'm still going to be doing the same thing I'm doing right now, or, you know, whatever I'm doing at that time. I don't believe that it's going to happen. However, I tend to lean towards Gartex, and I think that there's some strange things going on around the world, and maybe we need to pay attention. And, you know, it could be that the date is wrong, but we're getting closer.
I mean, who could, imagine this. Go to bed with this question. What if it happened tomorrow? You know,
it's like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we never know when it's going to happen. I don't think they have the date pinned down to the exact moment or year, but there could be things that are leaning towards, we might be getting there, you know. So that's kind of where I'm on the teeter-totter a little bit, personally.
I wonder if they took into account the Gregorian calendar change back in the 1700s when they took 10 days out of the calendar and converted it to the modern calendar. I wonder if they took that out or converted
it. Yeah, you know, pinning it right to a day, December 21st, 2012, I'm not taking the day off. I'm not booking a vacation to you know, the Great White North, further north than where I am now, to get away from things. You know, unless some really shocking stuff happens in the next 12 months.
Anybody going to delay their Christmas shopping, just in case?
Nah. No, because, I mean, if you had to think about it, even Christmas is off. You know, December 25th, that is not the day of, you know, Christ's birth. You know, it's the weather is completely wrong if you look at how it's written out. And, you know, that's not the way it wasn't bitter cold or, you know, so it was more in the early fall months.
Yeah, but are you going to put off your Christmas shopping just in case?
I mean, I can't take anything with me.
Wake up on the 22nd and go, damn it, I got to go shopping now.
that's a possibility. But why not for Christmas ask for things like flashlights?
Yeah, bottled water.
Rations.
Put a box out with taking canned food donations.
One of those Bose crank radios or something,
Forever the skeptic. I don't know. Where do
just
you
remember,
buy,
just like, remember this. If y'all have stock, put it in Chef Boyardee, because that's what I'm going to be buying down here in Texas.
There you go. Smart man.
Nice.
There you go. Yep. The stock ship from Gartex. Chef Boyardee. Buy it while it's cheap.
You know, actually, and I'm not one.
Then whatever.
Go ahead, Violet. How do you feel?
I don't know. I think it's going to be another Y2K. But, you know, I'm with you, Double K. I mean, I don't think anything spectacular is going to happen. But, like you said, you know, keep an eye out within the next year and year and a half and see what's going on.
Well, it's all the things we've talked about, right? I mean, on a lot of the shows, we've talked about Obama, and we don't think he's the Antichrist by any means. We don't think he's smart enough, but...
Wait a minute, speak for yourself. I do, so...
You do? Oh.
He is the third Antichrist.
Yeah. If he starts growing his fro out, it's because he's hiding the horns, right?
I think Jim Quinn said it best. You know, let his popularity go down another 15 to 20 points, and he's going to start showing his true colors. So,
you know, and like I said, he may be the one who lays the seeds before the Antichrist, or whatever you want to call him, approaches. But there's so many things around the world that are happening, and it's scary. We're in tempestuous times, but yeah, to pin it on that day or that year,
yeah,
Double K is not ready to Double K is not ready to kick it out yet. I'll tell you that.
Right.
I agree. I agree with you.
Right. So
the message has got to get out to the people, and it hasn't yet. There's still so many people that have not heard. You know, the both sides of the story, let's put it, without getting into any sort of thing. But, I mean, the message is not out there worldwide yet. And until everyone has had the opportunity to hear both sides of the story, I don't think the end is going to come. And but we are heading down some times where perhaps we need to be aware.
Yeah, well, and you know, and I'm hoping, and I know there's people out there who are probably, you know, freaked out about what's going on, just like, you know, with Y2K. There were a lot of people out there who were freaked out, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are freaked out about this whole 2012 thing. So I'm just hoping that this Bill Hudson can help alleviate some of those fears.
You know, I'll tell you, if those guys from that, what was the name of that spaceship where they all drank vodka and grape juice? And they had the web page, and it was down in Texas, wasn't it? I can't think of the name of it now.
NASA?
No. It was a religious sect, and they all.
Oh yeah. And then they had the tennis shoes on, and they all had the Nikes on.
The comet thing, yeah.
Oh,
if
I
they
can't
come
remember
back,
now.
If they come back, I may change my mind.
They come back.
Can't for the life of me remember what they were called, though. Anyway, I shouldn't bring up things like that, but I can't remember. So, all right, next week, folks, 9 o'clock. Do your studying, bring your notes, bring your opinions. We're open to all points of views. We want you to call. We want you to come in the chat room. You know, we want to really have a good conversation about that. And like I said, we have a good guest coming on, and should be a lot of fun. And maybe we can challenge him with some of these things that we believe are happening and see what he throws them off as well. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about this cat in Fort Hood?
Yes. Let's talk about this Fort Hood situation.
Let's go into the main event.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, just before, I found the thing on the South Korean, North Korean clash out at sea, and I found your Australian guys, too. So, whenever you want to talk about those guys.
Yeah.
We'll throw them in. And I found out the name of that religious group. They were not in
Texas. Wow, you guys are good.
They were not in Texas. They were in San Diego, California, and they were called Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
And they were an American UFO cult.
Oh, that's right. I should have remembered that. That's like the worst movie ever made, too.
Yes, both versions.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, it had to do with the group's end coincided with the appearance of Comet
Hale Bopp
in 1997.
Yeah. Hale Bopp, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Anyway. So Heaven's Gate is the name of that.
Excuse me.
Yes, I thought Hale Bopp was his name for a comet.
They had a web page, too. I remember they had a web page, and anyway.
Yeah, they had a frightening-looking leader.
And the bald guy, and he made tapes, and
yeah, he was scary-looking.
He was like a 1940s mad scientist from a science fiction movie.
Yep.
Huh.
People didn't drink Kool-Aid after that for a long time, so folks in the ghetto went thirsty. At least in my neighborhood, we did. We were like, man, we ain't touching the Kool-Aid, man, for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Scott, before we go into the main story, you might as well tell me about these cats in Australia.
The cats in Australia, they ended up paying for a car wash, and they actually went through the car wash and got stripped down and washed themselves. They were arrested for, I can't remember what they were arrested for. They were arrested for something silly.
Probably indecent exposure, I would imagine.
Yeah, indecent, yeah.
In Australia?
Again. Anyway, in Australia. There were four of them, and the guys were like 22, 23. I think there was a 19-year-old in there, too.
Yeah, I saw that while I was cruising through the headlines. And then this one, too, because we've all been talking about this H1N1 stuff. And by the way, folks, if I didn't say 100% I was not going to get the vaccination last time, I am not getting the vaccination. There is no way.
No way. Right.
You find out good something new?
No, I made my mind up. I mean, I've got this cold, and I'm watching, and I guess I found out something new. I'm listening to more shows, and you know, people die of the flu every year,
right?
And it's always this high risk group, right? It's always the people over 65, the people with diseases, the pregnant women, the young children. Yeah, they're at risk for everything. Okay, so, I'm not buying into it, and I'm not going to do it. But listen to this one. This is another Canadian story, but Afghan detainees in Canadian military custody will be offered the H1N1 flu vaccination beginning Wednesday, while all Canadians who want to be inoculated may not be given the shots before the end of December.
Get out.
Wow.
Man, I am going to go join Al-Qaeda because I'll get treated better than I do in my own country.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's
unbelievable. Did you hear that too, Gartex? The one show we had on where they were sending supplies to the Indian reserves in Canada here, and they were sending body bags.
What?
Mm-hmm.
They were sending
instead of vaccinations.
Oh my gosh. That's almost as bad as just handing out condoms in high school. That is,
yeah. Like, you know, you guys think you're whack over there. Like, the Canadians here are drinking, you know, Old Spice again. I have no idea. Like, we're nuts. We're nuts.
Wow.
That's why I stay so close to the American border, man. The Detroit River, I can jump in, and before I hit bottom, I'm across the border.
And then you get mugged.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, you get out of the water. Yeah.
And I think I've told you before, my wife is dual, so.
Oh.
You guys do something with that economy over there, and.
You know, maybe they shouldn't execute people anymore. They should just send them to Detroit.
There you go.
It's always
no,
been bad,
not Detroit.
But never this bad. and then when Obama decides to give out his free money right in Cobo Hall, right by the border. You know.
Nice.
Oh,
the
brother.
Wild place. They still have White Castle hamburgers, though, folks. They still have White Castle hamburgers.
There you go.
Anyway,
so.
Oh, okay. Let's go into our main event. Anybody else want to join us tonight? 724-444-7444. Hit 58563 and then the pound key. If you're listening to us on download, join us live sometime, please. And, we're going to go into our main topic of the night. No audio again?
Nope.
Yeah, there's
no
sound.
Audio.
All right, sorry about that.
Oh.
I'll have to run these things better through the scan, but I was in a hurry tonight. I apologize. Okay. So, brief us on this story, Violet, Scotty, someone.
Well, I mean, we all know this happened on, Thursday afternoon?
Thursday.
And apparently, I mean, I'm not going to go over what happened. We all know what happened. And there's some conflict. I'm getting some conflicting reports because some people are saying there's 12 dead, 13 dead, 14 dead. But
13 I heard, but
right, there's still a lot of people dead. So, and I believe it was like 21 or 31 injured. I'm getting, like I said, I'm getting conflicting reports. But anyway, right now he is in, Nadal Hassan is in a San Antonio hospital. He is awake, and he is lawyered up, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Because that's his right as an American.
Yeah, yeah. But what's really, and I don't know if you've heard this, but apparently, I don't know why this guy was not red flagged a couple of years ago. When he was at Walter Reed Hospital, he had given a some kind of presentation. He was still an intern at the time. Had to give some kind of presentation. He ended up giving a he had to give a presentation on something having to do with psychiatry. But he ended up giving a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, about how the Muslims in the military are persecuted here because they have to go and fight their own brethren. So, and I saw the PowerPoint presentation, and it is scary. I cannot believe that somebody did not say, okay, there's something going on here. Not only that, he had a guy that he worked with who actually told his superior about this Nadal Hassan, telling his superior that this guy was very anti-American. And nothing was really done at the time. No, there were no red flags or anything. I mean, I think he should have been discharged from the military a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then now there's also reports that he was emailing a known jihadist in one of his in the mosque that he used to go to in Virginia, and did get a couple of replies back. So, you know, and why, you know, now there's this whole thing with should these victims get the Purple Heart? Now, if they give these victims a Purple Heart, that's saying that this guy is an enemy of the country, which they don't want to say yet. So, there's that whole issue going on with that. I believe that the victim should get a Purple Heart for sure, absolutely, because this guy is definitely an enemy of our country.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know
how I feel about this.
Yeah. To
what? I just, you know, that's their safe haven, the base, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and this is where they were preparing to head off to Iraq, correct? Or was it Afghanistan?
Afghanistan.
Okay. And so they were getting their last physicals and whatnot, and, you know, they were already going off to war.
Right.
And what a way to go. Like, what a nightmare. I think they should get the Purple Hearts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, what I was hearing, too, is that Fort Hood is actually one of those, I think they called it a no-weapon zone or a no-gun zone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because there's several schools located around the same area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play that. Hit the wrong key. I was going to say hello to Crazy Big Kid. I'm sorry. I went to go to the chat room and I hit the thing by mistake. I apologize.
That was funny.
You never know what's happening around the water cooler.
Now, as a... Hey, Crazy Big Kid. Welcome back. Great to see you. Now, as Scotty put in...
Only you get music on your entrance, Crazy Big Kid.
Now, as Scotty put in the chat room, it's been reported that Hassan did shout... I think it's Allahu Akbar, which means God is great in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's something I picked
up. Yeah, the article says...
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, the article says there was a private, Robert Foster, who was wounded in the hip during the attack. Reported Hassan said, Allahu Akbar, Arabic, for God is great, which Islamic terrorists have used as a battle cry. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that's a standard Muslim phrase. So, you know, everybody over there uses that. But, yeah, it is a battle cry for the terrorists. But, you know, it's like we all say amen after a prayer. So.
Right. Yeah, so that could have been said for whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Crazy Big Kid, welcome. Good to see you. I'm going to put my two cents in worth and say that I work on a military base. How's that? And I work on an army base, so or army post, I should say. And on Friday, we had a moment of silence for the people that were shot. You know, the incident that happened on Fort Hood. So, it hits home. And a couple months before this all happened, we had a shooting on post as well.
Really?
So,
Yeah, but it was a
civilian shooting.
Yeah,
it wasn't
a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, having that type of stuff happen on a military post, you just kind of go, well, you know, I guess it can happen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So let's bring out the judge and the jury type of thing. And I just want to take a quick little poll. So, you know, the guy's obviously got this name of Nadil Malik or whatever the heck it was. What is everybody thinking? Just never mind what's been proven. Never mind what I'm always curious to know what the feeling is of the American people. What do you feel if you are the judge? If it was first instinct, how are you weighing in on this? Each of you.
Well,
yes.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Well, as I had said on Sunday, when I had first heard the news, when it was first reported, so things were kind of sketchy, I was sitting there, and you know what I automatically thought. I knew automatically that I was going to hear an Arabic name to be the shooter. I knew it in my heart. Deep in my heart, I knew it.
Mm. And you, I remember you surprised
Big John.
Yes, it was Big John, yeah. And but so you're thinking guilty, premeditated
mm-hmm.
terrorist.
Terrorist, yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Okay, Gartex.
Well, you know, being from Texas, there's always, no matter what little town you're in Texas, there's always somebody that knows somebody in Fort Hood. So of course there is. It was a big buzz, you know, around here. We just have, I think that, you know, like Violet said, the red flag should have gone up during this guy's presentation of things. But my personal opinion is it's not going to go up. Why? Because we are the land of the free, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and we have gotten way too liberal on some things when we should definitely pay attention to the things that we need to pay attention to. And I have no remorse for an individual who, and I'm sorry, it's you know, I understand that people have this thing that, you know, hey, you can believe in what you believe in, but I'm sorry, when you come to this country and you sign up for the military for this country and you refuse to fight for this country, and not only that, you are a, you know, a ranked officer, you're a major, you've been in this thing for a long time, unless you were planning and plotting and doing something, you know, to get into that situation. I mean, I don't care if they cart him off and, you know, drop him in an ocean somewhere. Yeah, it frustrates me. It really, really does. The liberal thinking of an average American has just gotten, you know, but here's the deal. When a preacher stands on his pulpit and preaches against homosexuality, the first thing they're going to do is yank him off and they're going to throw him in jail. And we're but 5 years away from that. And that is absolutely horrible. I'm almost just mad and ready to just pack up and go somewhere because I'm so hacked off at what is going on in our country right now.
We will take you in Canada any day of the week. Mike, what do you think?
Wow, when I first heard it, I was driving on Thursday, and as soon as I heard the guy's name and I heard what had happened, it didn't make any sense. First of all, I don't know, I'm not prejudiced or anything, but it struck me as really odd that a Muslim individual would be in that position to do that. And then it struck me as doubly odd that someone would commit a Columbine-type shooting to get out of going to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, when they in the military, the thing to do, it seems to me, from everything I've seen, is to either shoot yourself in the foot or do something that'll, you know, personally to yourself, have something done just to your individual self, not to go up and just randomly shoot people.
Right. And as a military doctor, he knows that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, they say those who can't teach, well, I feel, I know a lot of psychiatric doctors who kind of apply that technique to what they do. They have their own personal, what you would call, picadillos? I don't know. They have their own little problems and stuff, and obviously this guy is of that type, and he's been repressing everything except for the speech. I agree with you, Violet. I if he was making this kind of, if he was making that kind of speech that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he wasn't monitored more and kept under watch more.
Yeah.
If
and
not
actually,
kicked out.
Exactly. And actually, Double K, I'm going to send you the link to that PowerPoint presentation. So maybe
Please, some way
you can get it on the website so people can see it.
Absolutely, I'll do my
best. I actually watched the whole thing, and it was pretty surprising. So.
The only comment I want to make about all of this is the one thing that really drives me up a wall, and I've heard people doing this even in Canada here, but in the States a lot too. When they said that he was for Muslims having a conflict of interest,
mm-hmm.
so they're enlisted soldiers in the American Army,
mm-hmm.
or wherever they are, Navy, what have you, and they have a conflict of interest in fighting someone of their own religion or country,
mm-hmm.
man, now that is something that burns me bad. Okay,
he's a
because
hypocrite.
Most of these people are coming to the United States or they're coming to Canada. I mean, let's face it, the two countries are a safe haven, and people are moving here for a better way of life, a better world. And as much as we critique it, it's heaven when they get here,
mm-hmm.
for most of them. Correct?
Right.
And then they can turn around and use that free speech or whatever we hold so dear to ourselves as a holy grail, and use it against us. And I find that so wrong. And I know I'm a radical, but I'm not violent. I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm not out to dismantle anything. That is one thing that really gets me. When he came out and said that, or they published that, whether he said it or he didn't, I've heard it before. And that is one thing that drives me crazy. And I will say to those people, get on the boat and get back there, because that's not welcome here.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to live here, then you're going to fight here, and you're going to fight for the way of life that you fought for so hard to get to. And I don't know. That's the one thing that really got under my, lit my fire, and it always does.
You know, now that you mention that, I don't understand why he joined the military, because assuming that he does the 20-year stretch that most military lifers do, we have been up against the Middle East actively since at least the 80s. We have been involved with that since the 80s. And at least during the Clinton administration, after the Lewinsky scandal, we've been actively going after Al-Qaeda. Now, assuming this guy's been done like half his term, maybe 10 years, he should know that those are the people we're going after. And he joined the military knowing this. So basically, he's a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by all means. And hypocrite is the key word.
Oh, my producer is telling me that his medical degree.
Is what?
His medical degree.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
obviously.
We paid for his medical degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we did. And
now we're going to pay for his room and board.
Yeah, exactly right.
But
yeah.
How is it, you know, and Gartex, you'll know this, and, you know, Violet, of course, and Scotty, but that we talk about so often, this race car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How we, whenever, I mean, I didn't come to this country. I was born where I am, and you know, I don't know how everybody's heritage comes about, but my parents came over here, you know, to give us a better way of life. And it's not like we dropped all tradition. Like, I mean, we'll hear stories, and we have, you know, special keepsakes and whatnot from the old country. But I mean, I'm a Canadian, okay? Like, I'm here. That's what I am. I'm not from Ireland or Wales or wherever my ancestors are from. They come over here and they throw everything and they twist their rights to work in their favor. Am I making sense with this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to their, I don't even know how to put this into words. Like there was a Royal Mounted Police is our national police here, and they all dress in the red jackets and they ride horses and that's their formal attire. There was a Sikh or a Muslim, whatever it was allowed to wear a turban. Now, what if I said my religion is to wear a ponytail? Do you think I'd get away with it? No way.
Right.
I'd have to buzz my head, wear the hat, wear the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I get so flustered when I talk about this, and I don't think I'm making my point, but they twist the rights in their favor, the human rights.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you
somebody
can't
bail me out here. I just can't get my point across. I know what I'm thinking.
You're
say
exactly
it.
Right. It's as if it's just like when you go to certain places where you have to remove your shoes. I guess in the Asian community, you remove your shoes and you sit at small tables. You know, that's, you know, to me, that's one thing. But when, you know, that's just your culture and that, you know, it has nothing to do with, but when you talk about the religious, you know, I guess end of it, you know, because that's part of my religion or whatever it is. I agree on giving people some rights when it comes to that. I mean, granted, we are the melting pot. The problem I have with a lot of that stuff is that they take that same exact thing, they abuse it, then they turn around and they stab you in the back with it, you know. And the thing we give them is the very single thing that they turn right around and use against, you know, against us. Which is, and I hate to say it's them versus us, and I know that's probably wording wrong, and I'll probably get bashed about it, but, you know, if you try to build a Christian church in their country, I'm sorry, not only will you die, but the building will burn and everybody else in it, you know, will be executed. And they have a
no tolerance over there. No tolerance for our way.
You're exactly right.
Right.
You know, here, we have to lay out the red carpet. We have to give you, you know, it's nuts.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you on your last point. We don't have to lay out the red carpet. We do lay out the red carpet, though, because we're better than they are.
Mm-hmm.
We're the bigger man, metaphorically
right.
speaking. You
right.
know, we do it because we, you know, that's the way we want to be treated, and that's one of our Christian
right.
principles.
Yeah.
You know, treat people the way you would expect to be treated.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we're going back on that, we only say, you know, how many times can we be slapped, you know, in the face without actually retaliating and doing something about it and actually putting, you know, an end to some of this stuff? I mean, like Violet said, we paid for the guy's schooling. Not only that, the pilots in 9/11, it's our schools that taught them how to fly. It is, you know, all of these different things. And it's because we are so free. I mean, the word free, people take advantage of that. Freedom costs something. And if you're not willing to lay down a lot of those things to live in a country that allows freedom, then, man, you're right. Get back on the boat. See you later, pal. Arrivederci.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. But also remember that Timothy McVeigh was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his training through the military. So you're kind of going into an all-purpose, all-race type discussion.
Right.
You're talking about people in the military getting trained for destruction. But
right.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I think I totally agree. if you're not going to play nice and you're going to blow up buildings or whatever you're going to do, shoot up places, get out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But see, what I'm saying is you come to this country or free world, whatever you want to call it, the two countries, you pay your taxes to live in this country. You should have to pay for your freedom, too. Like, and I mean, not everyone enlists and not everyone fights.
Right.
But you should get on the bandwagon.
Right.
And support for the way of life that you want to live. Or, plain and simple, get on the raft and go back.
Yep.
Right. Now, I mean, going back to Timothy McVeigh, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, no relation, by the way.
not from Pittsburgh?
Had traveled to the southern part of the Philippines to meet with an Al-Qaeda leader down there. There's a group, an Al-Qaeda group down there. In the southern portion of the Philippines, it's a small group of Muslims that live down there. And apparently they had discovered that Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh had gone there several times, had traveled there several times. And it was on the ruse that Terry Nichols had a mail-order bride, a Filipina mail-order bride, and that's why they were going to the Philippines so much, to that part of the Philippines. So...
Yeah, you're exactly right. I remember that. I remember them talking about that story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who wouldn't take two good old...
I don't know, but that makes a lot of sense.
So, because they were talking about that there was a cover-up to the actual reasoning behind the whole bombing in Oklahoma City as being Al-Qaeda related. We don't know, but that's the rumor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's really no reason. The only ones who really go down to that part of the Philippines are Muslims and Christian missionaries. And unfortunately, some of these Christian missionaries end up getting kidnapped and murdered because they don't want Christians down there. That's why the Muslims only stay down there, because the Philippines is predominantly a Catholic country. It's 95% Catholic, and then you have this little teeny tiny group of Muslims that keep to themselves down in that area.
Actually, I was reading the history of the American Empire, and I found out through reading that book that the Philippines, there is a good portion of people in the Philippines that don't appreciate being a part of America. So I could see them having a hotbed of Al-Qaeda or whatever activity going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them and see that as a potential safe haven for Al-Qaeda trainees and such.
Right. Exactly. So,
I really try not to bring, you know, my religion into this, into any of our conversations, but I guess it's hard because it's part of who I am and it's part of what I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they have it so much easier than we do in other places, and even on the home front sometimes.
But, you know, I had heard an interview. I don't know if anybody heard the interview with Nidal Hassan's, I think it was either his cousin or his brother. They were so shocked because he wasn't the type to go to the shooting range or anything, or carry guns. And meanwhile, he was shooting with two small, like a revolver, and I can't remember the other gun, but it takes precision to shoot this many people in that short amount of time. And apparently he had been going to the shooting range and practicing. And also that day, he was giving away his stuff. Now, when people get deployed, and I know this because I had a nephew who did go to Iraq back in 2002 or 2003 when it first started, you know, when you have an apartment, you can either, you know, give up the apartment and put your stuff in storage, and the government pays for that. So there's no reason to be giving your stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's suicidal psychology. It sounds, from what you're saying, it sounds like it's all pre-planned. I mean, when someone plans on committing suicide, usually they just give their stuff away. So, and from what you said, it sounds like he's planned this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the media is putting out of him not wanting to go to Afghanistan, fight his brothers, isn't correct. It sounds like there's something deeper going on here.
Well, a lot of it too was what his cousins was saying, that he was being picked on, that he was being what would they say, not hazed, but they were just saying awful things about him, you know, because he was a Muslim. And that kind of thing. They were giving him a hard time. The problem I have with that is that the guy's a major, and being that high of a ranking officer, depending on, I mean, but who's going to pick on a major? Okay.
Right.
What?
Well,
private
don't
is
do that.
Walk up?
Do that.
Not to his face, but
yeah.
Who knows what they do behind his back?
But I mean, we haven't. I mean, how many reports of Muslims in the military have we heard of being picked on? Seriously.
Right.
I mean,
well,
you know, the Muslim groups would make a stink about that if that was occurring. Mm-hmm. So
that's not news. Not news
know.
At all. You know, if you got a good car wreck story or a Muslim being picked on, what are you going to go with? You're going to go with car wreck.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But
so.
You know, the other thing that really ticked me off was that, you know, Janet Napolitano decides, you know, she's the Secretary of Homeland Security. What does she do? She doesn't deal with our military. She deals with the Muslim groups and is trying to calm them down, saying, don't worry, you know, it's not going to be a big backlash. That's
mm-hmm.
what really ticks me off.
Yeah.
How come she's doing that, not Hillary?
Well, Hillary's, you know, off in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Just saying. Hey, I'm just saying, you know.
She was sent away.
But Violet, you bring up a good point. That is a really good point. Why is she saying to this group, listen, man, don't just be cool. Everything's going to be okay. Don't, you know, that's just, I hate that.
Yeah.
I really do. I really hate that.
Yeah. You know, she should have been talking to the families, you know,
yep.
Of these victims, Fort Hood, and talking to the American people.
Yeah. That's almost as bad as Obama giving shout-outs before he addresses the situation. Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
He was giving shout-outs to his homies before he addressed the people about the Fort Hood situation. He was like, I want to say, yeah.
Hey, dog, what's up?
Yeah, basically. You know,
yo,
instead
man.
Of starting... Instead of starting
oh, wow.
off and instead of starting off and saying, you know, America, we have gone through that. No, he went into, I'd like to say hello to so-and-so. I mean, he's just a jackass.
Wow.
He is a treat. And once
yeah.
again, we have proven that the race card is Trump.
Yep.
Yeah. We have to get a clip of that.
Yeah.
We do. We really, really do. Now, and I was trying to find a copy
of
this.
Just one second. I think I got his speech here. Let me go ahead. Keep talking. I'm going to see if
I... Well, apparently there was a letter written, and I don't know. I didn't catch the whole thing, but there was a letter written by either one of the soldiers' mothers, one of the soldiers that were killed, one of their mothers, who was writing some kind of letter to a newspaper or something, but it was a letter to President Obama and pretty much saying, you know, don't bother coming here because we just don't want to hear it from you. So,
yeah.
And I was desperately trying to find it, and unfortunately I wasn't able to locate it. But it was read on the air today, and so unfortunately I could not find it. So I'm going to keep looking for it, though. But it was...
I had
it was
a clip
a,
of... Hang on, maybe this is a...
It was a pretty...
I'm going to try and load something up here.
Okay. It was a pretty brutal letter, though. It's pretty much saying, telling, you know, Obama that he sucked. I don't know if anybody else had heard about that, but.
Okay, listen, let me just cue it up here. This is what I had on Obama speaking. Let's see if he says anything.
I had planned to make some broader remarks about the challenges that lay ahead for Native Americans, as well as collaboration with our administration. But as some of you might have heard, there has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even...
Yeah, it must have been before that if it happened.
No, I put up the link right there. This is the one where it catches it right from Fox News, goes right into it. It's right when he's walking up to the front. He goes, before he does anything, he says, first let me think, so-and-so and so-and-so.
All I know is before the guy even talks, he must take a big wad of, like, thesaurus chewing tobacco and stick it in his mouth, because that guy can dazzle anybody with his words, eh?
I don't like how he says it's the Wizard of Oz of grammar.
Yeah, just go check out that link that in there, and that's the one that you get from YouTube. It's Obama's shout outs.
Unreal.
He starts thanking his cabinet, and he starts thanking him for putting on a conference, and it's
goodness gracious.
Only in America.
That's true. Only in America.
Lucky you, Double K.
Hey, like I said, I feel like I'm one of you. I'm so close, and I'm growing up so close to the border, and very proud to be a Canadian. But you know what happens in the States affects us, not just in times of war and politics. I mean. We are so influenced by the economics, the business of the States. I mean, I can't think of too many things other than Hortons that are owned by Canadians. So we're pretty much a little brother over here, and and I just happen to live right on the border, so I'm a half breed.
Yeah.
I'm a Lycan.
What's really sad too, I think, about this thing is, didn't it, the lawyer that guy has, he's like a colonel, like a retired colonel. He's a lawyer.
Isn't he a retired judge?
Really? I had not heard that.
And
I heard he was a retired judge in the military.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to have a military trial, but I'm thinking this guy went into it thinking he was going to die out of the situation.
Actually,
and,
it could be partially a civilian trial because of the police officer.
Yeah, like, explain this to me, guys. I realize military crimes and, you know, if they happen abroad or whatever. But here it is on your own soil. It's a mass murder of American citizens, no matter which way you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
This will not be tried civilly? Like, is there different laws for the military than there is for the...
Yeah, I mean, I believe I heard it is going to be a military trial.
So is that easier or worse, or...
You don't want a military trial.
Yeah, you don't want a military trial. Yeah, my guess is he's going to walk in, and they're going to talk... And the judge is going to go, let's skip everything and
right.
Let's get right to the meat.
Yeah.
My exposure to military trials is probably a few good men.
Yeah.
Yeah, military trials run way differently than civil trials. And that's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
If he's plotting...
Yeah, it's a few good men times about a million.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
Mike,
say it again?
I said if he plotted this out as much as he has, I'm sure he could get a, what do you call it, dispensation for mental illness or whatever, or he could fake one.
That is another card that's in the deck that I hate.
He's a psychiatrist.
Yeah, he's psychiatrist. A psychiatrist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and half the psychiatrists in the world are a little nuts.
Right.
I think it helps them.
Look, here's what's scary about the terrorists, and I know we're not supposed to call them terrorists anymore, or we're not supposed to call them acts of terror. We're supposed to call them man-caused disasters or whatever it is that Obama
created. Being American,
created.
Call them terrorists.
Exactly. Anyway.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, I haven't heard this one. Since when did Obama come up with this?
Oh, this was like months ago. They were called, we're not supposed to call them acts of terror. We're supposed to call them man-caused disasters.
Yeah. Not terrorists, but man-caused disasters.
Not act of terror. Yeah, man-caused disasters.
Oh, boy.
Man-made disasters or man-caused?
Man-made or man-caused, one of those things. But
now, wait a minute. Violet, you're a woman. How come you're not standing up and saying person-caused? That's what I want to know.
Because I don't really consider myself a feminist. I'm rather old-fashioned, believe it or not.
Very good.
You don't believe God's a woman, eh?
Exactly. And my feminist friends will kill me for that one, but that's all right.
You're always getting beat up by someone. You're the only person I know that has so many friends that are direct opposites of you. All your friends on Facebook are Democrats.
Or,
all your women friends are extremely liberal.
I know. I'm always getting into fights with my Facebook friends. But that's okay.
Add Violet on Facebook, folks. You will not be disappointed. It's always a good ride. And you'll get tons of Farkle chips.
Oh, all right. Give me your Facebook name. I'll take those Farkle chips.
Yeah, if you need Farkle chips, make sure that you're a friend of Violet's.
This month only. I forgot to state that promo, Scott. This month only, if you join the DTR Army, we will throw in a friendship with Violet for free, and you will get daily Farkle chip bonuses, as well as Farmville special gifts.
Wow. That's awesome.
Farmville and Happy Aquarium and Fishville and
already
fish
did
whatever.
That show. Don't want to go to that place again.
Yeovil.
Yeovil.
Wars. Brandon, you'll get invites for pretty much every game on Facebook, including Mafia Wars.
Yeah,
we don't have
say, what about Mafia
yet,
Wars?
But we can certainly give you lots of bonuses in Facebook money.
Oh, hey, did you guys see the article? You probably didn't, from Time Magazine about Mafia Wars.
Oh, no.
Now it's passé because there's been an article in Time Magazine, but, yeah, they were talking about it and how people are playing a lot more of those games nowadays. And they're, you know, the games aren't really, supposedly not challenging. They're more about just creating associations on Facebook.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike, because we have talked about this before, and those are the most... The stupidest games I have ever played, any of them. I've tried that restaurant one. You know, if I want to play a game, I'm
who
either going to buy
with,
one.
Who came up with Farkle?
Or I'm going to go on a site. The only game on there that's worth playing that is any sort of a challenge is the poker, because it's poker. They're not changing it at all.
Poker and Yahtzee had a baby, and it was Farkle.
There you go.
It was Farkle.
But I agree. I tried to play that Mafia War thing, and all you do is you keep clicking on the button, and it tells you if you complete a mission or not. Like, where's the, you know, you can play a first-person shooter if you want to hit buttons and be, you know, test your dexterity, let's say. Or you can play an RPG or a turn-based game if you want to use your mind. Right?
Right.
And... these games on Facebook have absolutely nothing to them.
No, they're like Pavlovian training.
So why are there so many people playing them?
Yeah, and then you get people upset because you haven't done anything on your face, on your fish things.
Yeah. Yeah, once you quit a game, you start getting messages. Hey, what happened, dude? Are you dead? What's up?
I refuse to get in there.
I got people yelling that I have dead fish. I'm like, I don't care.
That's me. But that's okay. I don't care either because I get points for reviving them.
But you want to know something? It kind of leans me towards this 1984 type of philosophy because what are we becoming socially with all this Facebook crap? You know, I mean, I'm on Facebook. I'm not going to lie to you. I check it every day. But I'm not playing. But, like, think of the shell we're in now. Like, in one way, I think of this great thing like TalkShoe and the podcasting and the people I get to meet and talk to from all over the world. And you know, that's really cool. But I'm interacting. I'm challenging myself mentally. This stuff on Facebook is like turning people into drones, I swear.
No, you're right. The whole internet's kind of like that. I think people are going to look back at us in 50 years and, you know, they're going to go on the internet, they're going to do what they need to do, and they're going to get off, and they're going to go do whatever, you know, their life dictates. Instead of, you know, we're kind of pioneers, but we're also like the pioneers of internet abuse or internet addiction. So we're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, it's a heck of a lot better than watching TV for 5 hours a night.
Oh, I agree with you. And again, you're going to get me started on something else. I'll, my wife has these shows, night in, night out. She's still, she's on the computer and does stuff and whatnot, but night in, night out, a show every night. I cannot dictate my life to a television show. Yeah, I like watching House. Yeah, she was
right.
And she was right on Monday when she said, you know, all you do is bash these shows, blah, 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 blah. I know all the characters on Gossip Girl. You know, but I don't out of my way. I don't go out of my way. Yeah, Blair Waldorf and somebody Bass.
Gary.
Gary Bass is awesome, man. I want to be him. But anyway, same as One Tree Hill or whatever it is. And, I mean, she got me into Gilmore Girls. But she watches all the CSI.
Hey, Gilmore Girls is all right.
Well, Luke was my favorite. Luke was my favorite
Gilmore
character.
Gilmore Girls rocks.
We have Gilmore Girls on
Luke rocks.
Purchased on DVD in the box sets. I love Gilmore Girls. Chuck Bass. Thank you, Crazy Big Kid. See, I'm not the only one that watches these shows. But if I have to go out or there's a hockey game on that, like, see, I'll go out of my way for football games. Playoffs starting football those Saturdays, Sundays, you're not getting me out of the house. Spitfire games, hockey, I'm there. But to tie yourself to these shows, and now they've got CSI this week interweaving between the three shows, so you're gonna have to watch all three whether you like them or not.
What, like a crossover?
Yeah, like
oh,
the,
yeah.
The,
oh, that
yeah,
is so
it's,
comic
it's,
bookish. Oh, man, that's bad.
It's soap opera is what it reminds me of. And it's like sometimes with my wife, like, I mean, she's an outdoors person.
Yeah,
she's
they
involved
did that
in a lot of things. But, like, you know, tonight's my shows.
Yeah.
And it's like every night's your shows. And if it's not shows, she's watching those old movies. And, you know, Sandra Bullock has another one coming out. And heaven forbid, man, I got to get sick for that one.
Well, I mean, I must be doubly bad because I play the games on Facebook and watch my shows. But, I mean, I'm more of a reality junkie. That's
you're a
what
talk
I am.
Show nut, and you're very educated, and so is my wife. My wife is not dense to what's going on in the world or whatever. I mean, she works for a lawyer, and you know, she's, I don't mean to make it sound that way, but I'm not that. When I used to watch TV, I used to be into the half-hour sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be as many good ones as there used to be. But, I'd have my little half-hour plots that I used to like to hit, like Cheers or, you know, whatever show you liked. The one with Doug Heffron, Everyone Loves Raymond, those ones. But, Between television and the internet really dictates. Like, I'm on the net before I'm on the TV, unless it's sports.
Right.
For the most part. But my son is five, and he is, like, so into video games. And I've got the Wii, and that keeps him semi-active. But the other thing is he pulls up to the computer, and he starts moving the mouse around the other day. And I'm like, whoa, like, where are you learning this? Because I'm not trying to shelter him from it, but I'm not encouraging it at this point. And he's like, oh, we got this at school, and, you know, senior kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Load me some games, Dad. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, go ride your bike.
Well,
I'm turning into my dad.
I know.
There's several educational game sites you could lead him to that he'll have fun with without realizing that
he's learning. But I don't want
him... learning.
I agree. And I think mentally they have so much information available at their fingertips that perhaps they're smarter than we were.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
But is it going to make them successful? I had a paper route when I was 13. Physical. Out. Doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I were to go back and do it over again with my son, I would definitely restrict his computer time more and show him the balance between, you know, working, getting your responsibilities done, and using the computer time, unless it's for homework, as a reward, as a treat. Mm-hmm. That was my one mistake.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, right now we're just a society of computer junkies. You know, we'd rather be inside with our computers than go outside and enjoy a beautiful day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or we're tapping on our Blackberries. What exactly we're doing while we're at the beach?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's where I draw
the line.
It's absurd,
man.
I will not go on the internet on my phone. It's stupid that we have to pay for the internet for our home, and then we have to pay for the phone. I don't think so. And plus, I really don't want to be in touch with everybody that much. I have a cell phone, but it's for emergencies. Don't call me on it unless you have to. Because there are times I want you to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with technology. You know, people assume that other people are available 24/7 now. I got a phone call at 10 o'clock last night from one of my listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a regular, and I know him and everything. And we've talked before on the phone, but he called me up at like 10 o'clock last night to give me a piece of fan art. And it's like, no. No. It's 10 o'clock. You know,
I
realize I stay up late, you know, because I like to work at night. But no, 10 o'clock, Sunday night, girlfriend's asleep. No, don't. I don't know. Technology's making us.
I'm a computer junkie too, but I also like the outdoors and camping. And I'll tell you, man, when I go camping, I'm not powering up my cell phone. I'm not tweeting what I'm doing, and I don't go through any withdrawals. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I love the computer. I really do. If it came down between TV and the computer, I'd pick the computer. But you know, probably because I
can watch
TV
Hulu
on the computer. But yeah, that's what
exactly.
I was gonna say that too.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I have a phone that gets on the internet, but I do that a lot, you know, now, especially because I tweet mostly the show, and my computer at work does not allow me to get on social networking sites, thank God, because I'd probably be playing Farkle all day. But so that's why I get on, and I basically tweet the show all day long. Every hour or so, I'm tweeting the show.
Oh, hey, listen.
Lost
productivity at work is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huge money. Sorry,
yep.
Mike, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask Violet. Now, one of the things I do is I try to, when I'm promoting my podcast and stuff, I try to do it during my computer time. Do you think it would be possible for you to do something like that and avoid using your phone? Maybe set it up on, what's it called now? It used to be Tweet Later, but now it's something else where you could just, like, put your pre-tweet your tweets, and then it would distribute them when the time comes?
I hadn't thought about that, actually. But does it allow you to change your messages?
Yeah, yeah. And it lets you time them. It lets you store them so you can repeat them later. I think it's called social.
I'd like the link for that.
I think it's called social oomph now.
That would work with me.
I type that into the chat room. It'll come up in a minute. But yeah, because like I said, we've become a 24-hour society, and we get what we want as soon as we want it. And I don't know how old you guys are, but I remember the days when everything was 9 to 5. You didn't make it to the store by 5 o'clock. Tough, you know. And the bank closed at a certain time and you couldn't get your money out. And I still, you know, I'm grateful for ATMs and they've come in handy. But I'm one of those guys that, you know, there's a time and a place. Just like the Bible says, there's a time to sow, there's a time to reap, there's a time to bank, there's a time to...
Yeah, and everything was closed on Sunday, man. Remember that? Remember how...
I was just going to say the same thing. I'm not going to throw my age in, but I am going to say, yeah, I remember when everything was closed on Sundays, and I agree with Mike, too. I remember when we were real young, banks weren't open on Friday nights. Banks weren't open. There was no bank machines.
Bank still closes on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, if you want to hear something interesting, here in Pittsburgh, I grew up in a neighborhood where everything was closed on Sundays, and it still is.
Wow.
And if you had to work Mondays, like say it was a pizza place or something like that, they always closed Mondays.
I remember that. I remember. Mostly in Amherst, it was Wednesdays. A lot of places in our little downtown in Amherst, Ohio, would close on Wednesdays. And then there'd be a lot of the churches were open at night. You know, so I don't know if it was like a secondary Sabbath type thing or what.
You know what it is. They'd hold services on Wednesdays or Wednesdays. You know, the Catholics hold masses at night anyway, but they can't fill the pews on Sundays, so how can they have double services?
Yeah.
Well, back then they could.
Oh, no, I know they could back then. I realize that.
Early 70s, nowadays.
Our church is trying to come up, like tomorrow night, they're having what they call it the Mount. And it's a Wednesday thing, and they're trying to revitalize that midweek type of thing. And, of course, they're having to do it with a dinner, and like tomorrow there's a pasta dinner and salad for $3 or whatever the cost is. But
ooh, that sounds good. I'll be there.
They always have good bands, but
yeah, definitely.
But that's all biblical, man, because any time Jesus had a crowd, there was always food involved.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm serious. Uh-huh. There was always food involved. No. Come on, the Last Supper, he's like, come on, let's have a feast. Now I'm fixing to let you know. I mean, anytime he was around, there was food, man. People wanted to be around him because, man, the brother had food.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. It was all about, back then, it was all about hospitality and food and all that stuff.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Man, that's some good stuff.
Any text-savvy church would do, like, a video cast. Mm-hmm. And just like anybody who didn't want to go to church or didn't want, even though you should go to church and socialize if you're going to do it and do it right, they could do videocast on Ustream.
I think I was talking about this one of the shows. I can't remember which one it was, but our pastor gave a sermon on that one week too, where they have the it was the show, Violet, where you were talking about the hamburgers with the verse in it.
Oh
and
yes.
I remember on that Sunday, my pastor was talking about how you can go now in California to a drive-through communion, and you get a little wafer of cracker or bread or whatever, a little bit of grape juice, and you can take it on the run. And he was taking it, and he was analyzing the social value of going to church and a bunch of believers, you know, whatever faith it may be, gathering together, and the power of that. And making religion personal and being secluded, and does it work? You know.
I'm sorry, I don't want some zit-faced 16-year-old giving me communion.
Exactly. Right. You know what?
Really
There's such a thing as a shut-in. Mm-hmm. They need the TV. They need the radio. But there is something to be said when a group gets together. And again, folks, I'm not saying that you've got to go to my church or even be a Christian, whatever faith it is. But there's that power of being together, and just the way it makes you feel, and the energy that's evoked from it, that you can't get in a drive-through.
Right.
That's sad that we talk about church and drive-through in the same sentence.
It's brutal.
Well, it's almost stupid. I mean, if you can drive your car, drive it to church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't go to rallies.
But again, it all ties into this thing about hiding behind your computer, and you're one person when you're on the computer, and you're someone else when you go out in the real world. And maybe they don't want to walk in. Maybe something happens between the altar and the door, and they change. They're not the same person.
I think that's going to change in the next 20 years too. All these double identities, and it'll be more like you'll have a handle, but you'll be yourself online. In my case, I have to do it because of my business. And so my internet persona is most of the time above board, and, you know, I'm building my reputation on my name. You see, I'm the only one with my name in the chat room.
Yeah, hey, listen, kudos to you, but I also, like, as much as I go behind Double K, I think the people that know me well enough know me as Ken. Those of you that have me on Facebook have the real me.
Today.
You know, I'm the real me on Facebook, so I mean, like, you have my real name. Violet's the same way. Scott's the same way. Gartex is the same way.
I find it ironic that your middle name is Kennedy, though.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was destined to be an American. I'm telling you, I was destined. And when I hit 65, I'm going south.
Don't we all? But I'm bummed.
Come to Texas, man.
I like Texas. Anywhere it's warm, I'm telling you. Anyway, this has been another really good show. I think we can carry it into the after chat as we always do, but I think we should wrap up here.
Okay.
Or I'm going to get no sleep. Thank you, everybody. Well, Violet, I'll let you say goodbye to everyone, and I'll say a boo at the end. I'm going to give it to you, Violet.
Okay. Well, I'd like to, first of all, say good night and thank you to everybody who's been on the show here. I especially like to thank those who download our shows who are unable to join us because of maybe they're in another country, such as India. And so, you know, keep downloading, and thank you so much. And if you ever get a chance, if you're downloading through iTunes, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. If you're downloading through TalkShoe, again, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. You know, we've got that water cooler hotline now, and also our email. So visit our website at www.doubletalk.bigbig.com. So thank
yes,
you for
indeed.
Listening.
Join us on Facebook. Join the Double Talk Army. Just look up Double Talk Radio on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Double Talk Radio. We're, you know, accessible by email, like Violet said. I would like to really thank Mike for coming on the show, for open mic, insert foot. I do have the show ID here. I just got to find
10038.
There you go. You beat me to the punch.
can I plug my website?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
MikeTheArtGuy.com.
MikeTheArtGuy.com. Let's all check that out.
Cool.
And
listen
to Mike's show, and make sure you check by his page. Gartex, as always, thank you very much. All the people that have listened throughout the night, those of you who aren't showing up in the chat room, thank you very much. Metal Chick, who's been with us all night again tonight, we hope to see you back on Sunday. Crazy Big Kid, who I think rearranged her schedule so she could be with us on Tuesday nights. We appreciate y'all.
Don't
You're the ones that make it happen. Gartex, did I thank Gartex? I mean, he's here every week and makes the show what it is. And of course,
Gartex
Scotty.
Rocks.
Scotty, the guy who keeps things in line and makes it all good. Next Tuesday, folks.
Yep.
9 p.m. It's going to be the 2012 show. We've been talking about it since we pretty much went on the air. We've been going to do it. Well, Violet's going to go see the movie, and we have some special guests coming on, Mr. Bill Hudson from 2012hoax.org. Gartex is going to bring in some interesting stuff. Can't wait to hear about it all. Have a great week, and we will see you on Sunday. Good night, all.